From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations fully activate their teams, driving both engagement and performance. So one conversation I'm having on repeat these days is around layoffs, as in my company has had them or I feel them coming and I don't know what's in store for me. I'm anxious and spinning and pretty unproductive. There's so much uncertainty in the market these days. But whether the prospect of a layoff threatens you with a bruised ego, true financial insecurity, or anything in between, there are some constructive things you can be doing. Let's talk about some of my top tips on how to navigate the uncertainty of a maybe recession. First, put yourself out there. You know the old saying, expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Or was it just my dad who said that? I'm not sure. In any event, don't assume that a layoff is coming for you. But if you're legitimately concerned, it's better to be prepared than caught off guard. I've seen too many people around me wait for the news and then start reaching out to their network. But this approach, unfortunately, can set us up to appear a little bit desperate in our outreach. Don't let that be you. Start connecting and reconnecting with people in your space before you need anything. Just have conversations. Be curious. What can you learn about your industry or other organizations? Be generous. How can you help someone in your network? Yeah, they'll remember that kindness if the time comes when you need the same. Be bold. You want an introduction, an informational interview? Do you need a review of your resume or some general career advice? Make the ask. Worst they can say is no, right? Simply doing some proactive networking can give you the assurance that should you need a plan B, you've already laid the groundwork. Next, compute your impacts. Truth is, when colleagues around us start being let go, our own workloads tend to increase, and it's so easy to get caught up in the volume game. Consciously or not, we try to remind leadership of how valuable we are by showing off how much we can juggle, how many meetings we can hit, or projects we can lead, or committees we can join. My advice? Resist that urge. It's a losing game. It'll burn you out, and it misses the point. Instead, take a step back and consider impact over volume. Rather than how much you've done, consider what you've delivered. Have you driven a cost save? Have you influenced a product innovation? Or saved or grown a customer relationship? Have you given voice to a diverse minority group in your organization? Or launched a program to develop or retain key talent? At the end of the day, your value is not in how many meetings you can cram in, but what you can make happen. And having this clarity, being able to crisply and clearly articulate why you're so essential to this organization, that's what you want to have at your fingertips next time you're talking to your boss or their boss, because this is why they will fight for you if the time comes.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you.
Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at weeks 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Next, find your sponsors. We all need sponsors. These are people in your company who won't just give a thumbs up when your name is raised. No, they'll be the ones raising your name when opportunity calls. They are active promoters versus passive supporters. They've seen your work. They trust your gut. They feel your integrity. They like working with you, and they're motivated to keep you close by. Sponsors need to be cultivated. We have to proactively find them, invite them in, and continue to prove ourselves over time. So how do we do this? Well, usually it is not by asking, "Will you be my sponsor?" because that can be interpreted in many ways. Instead, next time someone in leadership praises your work, asks your opinion on an important matter, invites you to a meaningful meeting, don't let that be the end. Do the greatness they expect and then cultivate that relationship. Ask if they'd be open to a quarterly coffee just to stay in touch. Ask if they'd be willing to support your candidacy to lead a project or committee, and offer to reciprocate that service any chance you get. Fans become sponsors when we proactively show care for and invest energy into a strong and standout professional relationship. The more sponsors you have at your place of work, the more you can rely on someone going to bat for you if the time comes to right-size your organization. They'll be the ones singing of your value to leadership. Next, support your exiting colleagues. Part of what makes layoffs so hard isn't just the anxiety it triggers in those left behind, but also the survivor's guilt we feel. So if colleagues of yours have recently been exited, show them active support however you can. Offer to write a LinkedIn recommendation for them. Invite them to scour your network and request introductions. Offer to review their resume or be a reference, or just share industry articles to help them stay sharp on trends as they network, or whatever feels authentic and relevant to you. But do show support because it will leave you feeling whole. And also, you might need their support someday, and this will help get them ready. And finally, be an extracurricular player. Listen, these seasons leave you feeling overwhelmed and busy, and preserving your energy is essential. So do not hurt yourself here. But also, be a little curious. Is there something you can offer to do outside of your formal job description that seals in your value to the company a little bit deeper? This doesn't have to be an overwhelming commitment, but can you help steer an employee resource group? Are you able to mentor a new hire? Could you start a book club or offer to speak at a local conference? This should be extracurricular and not something that's going to tax you heavily. Again, this is about impact over volume. It's easy to feel wobbly on the loose sands of a maybe recession, but you can get some security. What is an easy action you can take to build your certainty that might even deliver some real value to your organization. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization is looking to dial up its employee experience or deliver some leadership development that activates change. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.